This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be visiting with our good friend, Dave Kinney. Dave is quite an accomplished gentleman, to say the least, one of the leading experts when it comes to classic cars and evaluating the prices of classic cars, monitoring all the goings-on at all the auctions. He writes for a variety of publications, including Automobile Magazine, Auto Week Magazine, and he's the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. Truth of the matter is, he had his own price guide, and it was so good that the folks at Hagerty, McKeel Hagerty, said, we want to talk to you about maybe taking it over and having you run it. So, smart man that he is, he made that move, and talk about a win-win for everybody. So if you're not familiar with the Hagerty Price Guide, you definitely will be at the end of this hour, to say the least. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us anytime throughout the hour at our regular number, 855-660-4261, via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Sometimes I have trouble with that when I try to fix it myself today. Let's see if that works. Throw out a quick trivia question here. Easy question. Ford had the Ranchero. This was a kind of a car meets pickup truck. And what was the Chevrolet competitor? It was sold for many, many years, and there have been rumors in recent times in the last 10 years that they were going to bring up a vehicle from Australia and rebadge it the same name. It was a Chevrolet product, I'll give you that. So the companion to the Ranchero from Ford, from Chevrolet, what was it? Here's that email address again. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance 2016 is history. I have great fond memories of the Greenwich Concours. It started back in the middle 1990s, being from Boston. I was there for a great many, probably 80 to 90% of them. Bruce Wenestrom and his late wife, Genya, they put it together, and then unfortunately Bruce passed away last year, but the Wenestrom family has continued it. And to give us the details of the 2016 event, it's my pleasure to welcome Dave Kinney back to Auto World. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. And again, thank you so much for your personal help. It means so much, to say the least. And thank you so much for everything, is all I can say. As you know, and many of my listeners know, I'm facing some health challenges right now. But the bottom line is, come hell or high water, I'm going to be okay, because I've got a 5-year-old and a wife, and I got many, many more years of radio to do and writing to do. And if it wasn't for great friends like Dave Kinney and other folks helping me out from time to time and helping me get the proper health care, I wouldn't be on the road that I am right now. So, Dave, thank you so much for your help on that front.
Bob, I wouldn't have it any other way, and your part is now to get healthier. How's that?
I like the sound of that. I can't wait for anybody who has ever been sick in any fashion, you know, whether it was something serious or medium or even if you're, you know, just plain under the weather. It's no fun to be sick. I can tell you that. It is absolutely no fun to be sick. Even if you're sick for a day or two, it's no fun. It's no, some people love going to the doctor. I personally do not. I am not a fan, and I don't like the tests and all that stuff, but it's all part of getting better, and you have to go through it. So, again, thanks to the support and help of great friends like Dave, they're all helping me get through it and getting me to the other side. And I can't wait to be there. And I can't wait to hear about Greenwich, because this event started out, as I said, I believe 1996 was the first year. And Bruce Winnestrom and I became quite good friends over the years. And Bruce shared a lot of personal information with me, and he unfortunately passed away shortly after Genya, his wife, about a year and a half later, 2 years, somewhere in that vicinity. But they weren't in the best of financial shape, to be honest with you, Dave. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Bruce shared this with me, and I'm sure hopefully he's listening up above and can hear the words that I'm going to say right now. But, you know, Bruce was a very, very, very successful real estate person working for Sotheby's. Matter of fact, he sold Ronald Reagan's home when Ronald Reagan became president back in 1981. He also had a television show to do with real estate and hobnobbed around New York City a lot. Of course, had the Chowder Society, which continues today. And he was a real character, but in recent times when I've had and continue to have some hiccups in my career, you know, he shared with me that when they started the Greenwich Concours, you know, both he and Genya, they were having a little bit of a hard time because, you know, he couldn't get back into TV, and his real estate career had kind of come to an end, and so they were looking for something, and boy, did they find it. I love the Greenwich Concours. It's a kind of a boutique event, and tell us all about 2016.
Well, it was the same format as it has been in the past bunch of years. It's actually on 2 days. It's Saturday and Sunday. It's the European cars on the Sunday, and the American cars on the Saturday. Saturday we had beautiful weather. It was a great event. Sunday, today, we had a little challenge with the weather. We had quite a bit of rain come up, but I don't think anybody's spirits were dampened. A lot of people I saw leaving the Concours in their convertible or their car with no convertible top. They were a little sloshed, and not in the way you might think. They were just absolutely soaked to the bone. But it was a good turnout, and once again, beautiful cars. I mean, it's a nice setting. It's a compact setting. You've been there many times. It's probably, what, maybe 5 acres total, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely not a gigantic Concours. It's not a Pebble Beach or the former Meadowbrook Hall or Concours of America. It's cozy, let's put it that way. And I think it's really cool. I am not aware, perhaps you are, of an event like it that has a 2 day, two separate fields of cars, a total different field on Saturday devoted to American cars, and a different field on Sunday devoted to European and international cars. When we come back, we'll talk about that and some of the things that makes Greenwich special, and we'll find out about the auction and much more. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Tell you what, we'll be on that highwayman on the run. You better drive that devil on this highway road.
So Sunday devoted to international cars. Is there any other Concours that you can think of that emulates this formula?
Not really. I think a couple of different Concours actually have started to copy it in a funny way, because a lot of Concours have had, they'll have a Saturday or maybe a Cars and Coffee. So, you know, they're bringing more more things into the Concours field. So they'll have a non-judge show maybe on Saturday. So I think the Winterstroms were the first people with this idea, because I think of the size of the physical space there is so small. And it really works out great, because if your focus is on international cars, then you come on Sunday. If your focus is on American cars, then you come on Friday. And if you're a real car person, you come both days. I'm just kidding about that. But, for me, I wouldn't miss either day if I have my choice, which I've been very fortunate to come for both days. It really, really big rain today, and, that was a bit of a problem. But yesterday, I believe it was a 1937 Studebaker won the top prize, which is really kind of a surprise, because you don't think about Studebakers winning winning Concours. Now, I'm a big fan of a Studebaker winning anything, because I'm a Studebaker guy. But a really, really nice turnout yesterday, and the weather was perfect. A good gate. I think they had quite a few people come in, and even today, even though the weather was, everybody was talking about it, everybody knew the weather was coming, this was no surprise. I think a lot of people came early and left by around noon, and that's almost precisely when the heavens opened up and we got a natural car wash, I guess would be the best way to describe it. But I would say good time was had by all. I know that it's disappointing when a car show has a big rain, but we do these things in the summer, and that's where we get these thunder showers coming through, so that's one of the risks. And I don't think anybody left disappointed. I hope not, but it was an interesting show all the way through. A friend of mine, I posted on my Facebook page yesterday, a Studebaker Avani, of course, and a friend of mine said, what, there were no Lancias there? So today I posted, when I got there, I posted a Ferrari 250 short wheelbase. For those of you who aren't up on values, that's a $12, $13, $15 million car. And I said to my friend, I couldn't find any Lancias, but this will have to do. So, a little bit of something for everyone there. It's great.
That's fantastic. In recent years, time flies, but I'd say probably in the last 5 or 6 years, Bruce brought in an auction company, and the auction, the original auction company changed, and in recent times, we've seen one of the oldest auction companies in the entire world represented at the Greenwich Concours. How about for 2016?
It was Bonhams, and that's correct. They date their history back to somewhere around pre-colonial times in the United States. They're a British group, and today's today's auction was well attended despite the weather. You look at these things, and while you're there, you don't know how well things are going, and they miss this one and they sell this one and everything else. I was just looking over the results here before we got on the phone, and it was a pretty solid auction all the way through. Everybody says, what's the big surprise? And my big surprise this time around was lot number two, a Lambretta scooter, a 150 Series 2 scooter that sold for $24,200. How about that, Bob?
Wow, that is some serious money, to say the least, for a scooter. What were some of the other cool vehicles that were for up over the block at the event at Greenwich? Over the years, they've had some interesting vehicles, some unrestored vehicles there, and
right.
And a few bargains two have been had over the years. How about the overall field of the auction for 2016? What were some of the cool vehicles and some of the highlighted sales in addition to that scooter?
Well, one of my favorites actually was something that, you know, sometimes you look at the catalog and you think, oh, that's nice, oh, that's nice, and you just keep on going. There was a Rambler Rebel SST convertible from 1967,
wow.
And it was really done nicely, a bronze color with a black, vinyl convertible top, and it just really, really shined. Beautiful paint, really nice upholstery all the way through, very nicely done. I'd say that's today's bargain. That sold, including the fees, for $22,000. And that's a 290 equipped car, V8. It's no 396 Chevelle convertible. I get that, but for that kind of money, you probably bought one of the best out there. So that was one of my favorite cars, and then. Every sale now has to have a Ford Bronco, and so there was a 76 Bronco that was, it was the type of car that 6-7 years ago we would have walked by and it would have had a sign on it for, $1,500, and it sold for $17,600. And it had some needs. It wasn't, by no means a perfect car at all. Those were a couple that I'm just thinking of, but, there's probably the most sought after car was a, Arnfind, 1966 Shelby GT350. It needed a lot. It had rusty quarter panels, but it was one owner from new, and it brought, $500 short of $160,000. How about that?
Wow, absolutely remarkable. And how were the crowds there at Greenwich course today, challenged by the weather? But nevertheless, was the auction well attended, and have any preliminary numbers been released? Was it a success for the auction company?
Oh, yes, I think it was. They Bonhams has already put out their numbers. You can go to the Bonhams website and take a look. I would say, I'm just scanning here, Bob, I'm going to say they probably sold about, 70-75% of the cars on offer. Maybe, let's hedge my bets a little bit, 65-75%. It was well attended, and of course, they've increased the size of the tent this year, and also the seating area, and every seat was filled, and there was standing room only in the back of the room. So, well attended like you'd expect.
Fantastic. We'll take a pit stop, put it in neutral. We'll put the Avante in neutral, and when we come back on the other side, more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat? a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod
race
with the Ford?
South America on great radio stations around the world at GCNLive.com. You can listen to us anytime in archive form, podcast form, on demand form. And we so appreciate your time and so appreciate you being with us. Dave Kinney, one of our favorite guys, is with us, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide and also a contributing editor for Automobile and Auto Week magazine covering the auction world. And we're wrapping up Greenwich 2016 and talking about the Sotheby's auction there. And over the years, there have been some great kind of automotive icons. There's no other way to say it. Present at Greenwich for many years, David E. Davis Jr., the late David E., was the chief judge. Actor, car guy Edward Herman, when his schedule allows, also has been the chief judge there many times. Brock Yates, who unfortunately is suffering with a bad case of Alzheimer's disease, was there for many, many years as well. Wayne Carini has been there quite often in recent times. How about 2016? Was Wayne in attendance?
So Wayne was there and, large and in charge. So he had a number of cars in the auction. So he had his film crew there with him. Yesterday I saw him a couple of times. I saw him cross over the the block after the the American Concours was over. So he had one car at least that won an award. Important part of this event is Wayne and his cars. I can't remember a year that he hasn't been here. And of course, his popularity has grown, immensely, because of the television show, Chasing Classic Cars. And, he can't go more than 5 feet without somebody, walking up and saying hello or, saying they saw him on TV or getting a picture or whatever. But he's a great guy. He's very, very good about it. And, that was our, that was our celebrity sighting. Since you weren't there this year, there weren't two celebrities there, but I guess the other thing that I should say for anybody who's thinking about going next year, you can see I-95 from the park. And you're only, 500 yards from a train station. There is no better, concours that I can tell you. You don't even have to drive. You can take the train out from New York City. You can take the train down from Boston if you wanted to. And, just get off at the railroad station there and then take a local, at the Stanford station and then take a local train. So, a lot of the times it's all about parking or it's all about, walking, 3.5 miles from where you parked your car or something like that. But at this event, it's none of that. It's very compact and very easy to get to.
It certainly is. I would so highly recommend it. Put it on the calendar. It's usually the first weekend in June for 2017. Let's talk about the Hagerty Price Guide. It's been called by many the premier classic value guide. And one of the really cool things that you guys do is the market trends. And you actually have something called the Market Trends Dashboard. And it's really cool to see the indexes. And just to give an idea of some of these different indexes, there's one devoted to 1950s American vehicles, affordable classics, blue chip vehicles, British cars, Ferraris, German collectibles, and muscle cars. And when I look at the graphs here, and you do this so well, Dave. Muscle cars are on the march again, aren't they?
They really are. I believe you had somebody on at the beginning of the year whose name was something like Dave Kinney, and he said that that 2016 was going to be the year of the muscle cars. And I think my prediction is coming true. They were wandering in the woods for a while. They're not doing all that well. Things are really looking up in the muscle car department. So, value-wise, that's what we're talking about here. So I've been really happy to see that for these guys who've had these cars for a while, and now they're getting a little bit of appreciation in both ways, both the appreciation for the cool cars they have and a little bit more value for some of their cars. The price guide's printed 3 times a year, and it also is available online for free at Hagerty.com/valuation tools. So you can always go there and look up your car. If it's a post-war car, we don't have everything. We try. The price certainly is right. And you can also spend hours there looking at the charts and graphs that we have and the little information that we have about some of the cars. And it keeps growing. Every single time I go back, it seems like more stuff has been added. I think that's going to continue because Hagerty has made a real commitment to being a company that's all about information and valuation and not just selling you insurance, but also helping you out with a couple things. So, and this is one of the things that they're doing. So it's a pleasure to be doing it. We have the book that you can buy, and we also have the information available free. So I guess the price is right if you wanted to take one with you, or if you're sitting in front of a computer or you got a smartphone and you want to download, or if you want to access that information, you can do that.
It's fantastic. There's no other way to say it, folks. Check it out. Just go to Hagerty.com And you can do a search for the price guide section. And it, as Dave said, it gets bigger and bigger. We talk a lot about the blue chip cars, the multi-million dollar cars. But one of the things that I really appreciate about the Hagerty price guide is you've got a whole index of collectible cars priced under $30,000, affordable classics. And then we're talking about like 49 Buick Roadmaster, 914 Porsches, Javelins from American Motors, MGBs from MG, the 240Z, the Corvair Monza, the early Mustang GTs, Triumph TR6s, one of the vehicles that seems to be doing quite well here is the Volkswagen Beetle. We've seen some significant movement there upward. Folks seem to be investing in the Beetles. They're buying the Beetles. Anybody that ever wanted the Beetle, evidently they're stepping up to the plate and getting one.
Yeah, there was one, actually, a sunroof Beetle. Today, lot number 99, as a matter of fact, it sold for $19,250. You're absolutely right. The Volkswagen Beetle is, obviously been a collector car for quite some time. But now we're seeing, people, wanting every Volkswagen of every Beetle of every era. Whether it's a split window, from the early days of the late 1940s and into the 50s with the small window, the oval window cars, all the way up to the 67s, which is kind of a high point for a lot of people, all the way through the end of production in 79 for the U.S.-based cars. Once again, and no auction is complete without one or two, and that's going to be something that we're going to be looking at for a long, long time. You're right, Bob. I love having the affordable cars in there because, yeah, the million-dollar cars make the headlines, but not too many of us have ever owned a million-dollar car.
Oh, isn't that the truth? And when I look at the blue-chip vehicles, when we come back on the other side, there are a number on here that, 2020 hindsight is crystal clear. There are a few on here that... not that long ago, weren't that blue chip, so to speak. When we come back, more
right.
Dave Kinney, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, and much more as we wrap up Greenwich 2016.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Greenwich Concours d'Elegance 2016's history. And Dave Kinney, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, contributor to Auto Week Automobile Magazine, is with us. We're talking about all the cool things at Hagerty within the Price Guide, the valuation tools. And before the break, I made the observation that some of these vehicles now listed in the Blue Chip Index weren't that over-the-top expensive not that long ago. For example, I mean, it was never super cheap, but it certainly wasn't where it is today. This was a, before, a lot of people don't realize the history of BMW. BMW is a company that started out rather humbly here in the United States with the Isetta and a few vehicles. But one cool vehicle they made back in the 1950s, Elvis Presley had one, was a convertible, a 507, a 1959 507. You know, pretty modest horsepower, 150 horsepower from eight cylinders. And Dave, wasn't that long ago that, I mean, this was obtainable, but what has happened to the 507s? Have they just gone through the roof?
Well, they only made 253 of them. And I think there's a little bit of argument whether it's 250, 1, 2, 3, 4, really doesn't matter. So they didn't make a lot of them. They weren't anywhere near as successful as the 300SL that came from a competitor Mercedes-Benz, but they've always been, for at least 40, 50 years, they've been very collectible, but they didn't go up all that much in value. We watched them go from, I would say 10 years ago, from something like a $400,000 car to $1 million. They retrenched a little bit, but they're hanging around there. They're getting, either side of $1 million, depending on how nice they are. In terms of the history of the car, there are two different series of them as well, so there's a kind of a delineation between the two. But you're right, that's a car that's more than doubled since you and I started talking about it, and that's not all that unusual in some of these cars. You know, if we had a crystal ball, we would have we'd be living on Easy Street, but or we'd at least have the cars that you know we'd be able to, you know, maybe pull some money out of or buy another one or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was it's a great car and I think a very handsome car and a fun to drive car. I've had the privilege of driving two of them in my life. You know, you're right. It's been one of those things in the last 10 years. We have a lot of cars that have doubled in value and some that have done much better than that in that blue chip group. You know, that makes a big difference because if you start at a million, you're going to 2 million. So, you know, as you and I know, if you start at 20,000 and it doubles, it goes to 40,000, and that's still a fantastic, great return on your car. But I say it every single time we talk, it's always the secondary thing. Buy the car because you love it, not because you want to make money on it. Because if you buy the one that you want to make money on, you're probably not going to be happy. You buy the one that is fun to drive and, you know, and lights you up as well as, lets you do the things you want to do with a car.
Let's talk about a vehicle that lots of folks, you know, have in the back of their mind that they want to own, and perhaps it's an age thing. I know Barry McGuire back when Barry and I were a lot more in contact, a lot closer friends than we are now. He did not have collector cars. He's now, I noticing, indulging that part of himself for the first time. But he always said, you know, and here's a guy that when he owned the wax company, he doesn't anymore. It's owned by 3M. But, you know, he could have bought a Gullwing. He could have bought whatever he wanted. But he always said to me, you know, the car I want is the car that I had when I was young. I want a black 57 Chevy. And so many people just love the 57 Chevys. What makes the 57 Chevy? And is there one particular one? Is it the Bel Air? What's the one that most people seem to want more than any other?
Well, I think the Bel Air is usually, you know, the one that's at the top of the heap in terms of value. But, you know, there's so many different body styles in 1957, and all of them are desirable. You know, you and I remember not too terribly long ago, I guess that's now 15, 20 years ago, when all of a sudden everybody wanted to have the station wagon variant of whatever that was. So, you know, that was the only one left for a while, and then the 57 station wagons became very popular collector cars. The low-line 57s, I guess they're 150s, I believe, still in 1957. You know, they were six-cylinder cars with very little chrome on them. A lot of people have taken them and repowered them with newer GM crate engines and things like that. I think the secret to the 57 was it's basically, think of it like the artist's palette. There's so many things that you can do with it to personalize it. And to make it your own, either, you know, putting on, you know, accessories that, you know, maybe period accessories like, you know, the type of wheels you might have found back in the day, all the way up to dressing the car up and making it into a, you know, a hot rod or a show car. And I think that's part of the secret of the 57 is there's so many, parts suppliers and people who are, you know, available to do those things out there that it does make a difference.
Very well said. You and I have a thing for British cars. I love British cars, lots of different British cars, and I hope someday I get an opportunity to own some of these vehicles. But we've got an email question here, and we might as well pass it along. The email question comes in from a gentleman by the name of Emil, and Emil is listening to us in Where is Emil? Emil is in Florida. And Emil, he says it may be premature, and he would like Dave's opinion, but, you know, he would like to know about future collectability of vehicles like the DB7 from Aston Martin, the first generation of the Jag XK8, as well as the XJS from Jag. How are those three vehicles doing? Is it still too soon, or are any of those on the rise? Are any of those good potential investments, Dave? Again, buying what you really want, which is so important.
Well, I'm going to answer Emil with three different yeses. Yes, yes, and yes. I think all of them are good choices. All of them are their time is starting now. Of the three, I'd probably go with the XJS, but that's personal. And, he might want an Aston Martin more than a Jag. You kind of follow the trends and you see where people are buying and what's exciting them. And those all three of those cars are now starting to reach the point where people are looking in on them. Now, once again, we're going to have to say it. They're British cars, so they do not maintain themselves. They're not 3-year-old Toyotas. You're going to have to do more than just change the oil every once in a while. Or in British cars, occasionally the oil changes itself, as you know, or at least leaks out all the way. I own British cars myself, please, no letters, but I think the XJS, in every year of the XJS, and there's so many different variants from the early to the late, is absolutely a collectible car, and you can see I'm focusing in on that one because I think that's the one that has a great potential, and I think Emil would look good in one. How's that?
Yeah, I always loved the XJS. I remember sitting in one as a teenager. I remember it debuted in 1975. I remember getting the brochure, Thundering Elegance. It was a kind of a silver brochure, almost chrome-like brochure, and just a beautiful car. I know Frank Sinatra owned one at one point in his career, and of course there were many different incarnations, including Targa top ones and convertible ones and 6-cylinder
right.
ones and 12-cylinder ones, and there's lots to choose from. But I think that's a really, really good recommendation. Well, I can't believe it. They're chasing us out the door. Everybody, check out the Hagerty Price Guide, Hagerty.com. Dave Kinney, safe travels back home to Virginia. And we're going to get you back with us real soon. Give my best to McKeel and the folks in Traverse City. And thank you, my friend, for all your help.
Oh, will do, Bob. And like I said, get better fast.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years.
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.